Our small plane landed in Port-au-Prince shortly before twilight. Getting into Haiti has been extremely difficult because there's been a lot of confusion about whether or not the airport here in Port-au-Prince is operational. Several people told us that only flights carrying humanitarian aid, doctors, supplies, or journalists were allowed to enter the country. From the air, as we approached Port-au-Prince, we could see buildings damaged. Around some blocks of houses, we could see large piles of concrete debris, which we assume was gathered after the earthquake and set aside. Here at the airport, you can see there's significant damage to the airport terminal, large cracks in the facade. Inside, some of the ceiling is torn, ripped away, water pipes have broken. It is completely not operational. There are a number of emergency crews and planes from countries, Brazil, the United States, Canada, Iceland. Here at the airport, there are a number of people also trying to leave. I talked to one student, Vadim Stefaniak, who's with a religious mission group trying to get out of the country. He said he was traveling in a truck when the quake hit on Tuesday.
I heard the things crashing or the things falling. There was a building in front of us that collapsed, three stories, and a building behind us, three stories, that collapsed. Then our guys jumped up on the roof of the one building to try to help one of the guys pull a woman out. We couldn't get her out. Then we saw a couple of people bring a ladder to one of the floors to try to get people out. And then basically as we were walking back to the pastor's house, there was bodies laying on the road. There was one woman holding a baby. There was quite a lot of bodies, a lot of screaming, a lot of just panic, a lot of people confused what to do. The roads, a lot of the roads got blocked off.
As night falls here in Port-au-Prince, we can see that there are still large parts of the city without any electricity. Many people say it's dangerous to leave the airport area because of the lack of electricity and the rubble still in the streets. It's Brian Wagner, VOA News in Port-au-Prince, Haiti.